Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, December the 6th, 1956, the second general elections for the House of Assembly in Barbados under universal suffrage was held. These were the first elections contested by the Democratic Labour Party, which had been founded in 1955, less than 2 years earlier. The 24 members of the House were elected to represent 12 double-member constituencies on a first-past-the-post basis. The elections were keenly contested, with the governing Barbados Labour Party of Grantley Adams facing a serious electoral challenge for the first time. Three other parties contested the elections. They were the Democratic Labour Party, led by Errol Barrow, the Progressive Conservative Party, led by Ernest Motley, and the People's Progressive Movement, led by Owen Alder. Just over 60% of the 103,290 registered voters cast their ballots in the election. In the event, the BLP won a solid majority with 15 seats, but slipped to only 49.4% of the vote. The DLP won 4 seats, but with almost 20% of the vote, an impressive showing for a newly formed party. However, it was beaten into third place in terms of votes cast by the Progressive Conservative Party, which garnered over 21% of the vote, though it won only 3 seats. Among the prominent figures elected as MPs for the BLP on this day in 1951, apart from Grantley Adams, were Ermy Bourne, who remained the only female MP, Hugh Cummins, Ronald Mapp, and Mencia Cox. The four DLP MPs were Winter Crawford, James Tudor, John Branker, and Frederick Smith. The Progressive Conservative MPs included Ernest Motley and Fred Goddard. Two independent MPs were also elected, Frank Walcott and Edwy Talmer. Conspicuously absent from this list was Errol Barrow, who surprisingly failed in his bid for election in St George. He was eventually elected as MP for St John in a by-election in 1958. The rest, as they say, is history.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.